Water that comes from the well of Achab. Achab Melech Yisrael dug a well, and that well is water from a spring, so therefore it's considered Mayim Chayim and it's kosher. And so too, the water that comes from the cave of Pamayas. That's the place from where the Jordan River originates from. And even though we saw in the previous Mishnah that the water from the Jordan River is possible, as possible water has mixed in with the Jordan River, but if you take the water from the Maris Pamayas, which is where the Jordan River originates from, that water is kosher, as at that point, the possible water had not yet mixed in the Jordan, so therefore that water is considered Mayim Chayim, and is kosher. Hamayas and Ishtan Ushinuyan Machmas Atman Pshera. Water that has changed, either the color change or the taste change. If what causes the change is nothing outside of itself, meaning just the avir, the air around the water is what causes the change. There was nothing that fell into the water that caused it to change. In such a case, the water is kosher. It is still considered Mayim Chayim as kosher for the para aduma. Even though the water has changed, since there's no outside influences that cause it to change, it's just the avir or something about the water itself that causes it to change. That does not possible the water. Amar samay abame racho. Kshera uvavai shiish morena shalo yasikena adam. A stream of water that originates from a spring, but at the point that you take the water from the stream, it's quite a distance from the spring that has fed the stream. The water is still kosher. It's still considered Mayim Chayim, even though it's quite a distance from the original spring that fed it. As long as there's somebody that's guarding it to make sure that nobody has stopped the original source of the water from the spring. In other words, nobody has cut off the stream from the spring. As in such a case, if the stream is cut off from the spring is no longer feeding the stream. The water in the stream is no longer considered Mayim Chayim and would be puzzled. Rabbi Huda Aymer Harehi Becheskas Muteris. Rabbi Huda says it's not necessary for anybody to guard the stream to make sure that the spring is continuing to feed the Amas Amayim with water from the spring. It's Becheskas Muteris. We can assume that it's Muteris. Since we know at one time the spring fed the stream, we don't have to be afraid that maybe somebody went and cut off the supply of water from the spring and it's no longer feeding the stream. Be'er Shanafa Lotecha Harasit O Adama. Yamtin La Achetita. A well which has Mayim Chayim, a piece of earthenware or piece of dirt fell into the well, he must wait until it becomes clear. As we have seen previously, you cannot use water for the Mayim Chayim for the Parah Aduma that is mixed in with dirt or anything else, as it cannot be a chatita, anything dividing the water from the kli. And if there's dirt in the kli, that's a chatita between the kli and the water. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. This is according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Aymer Ein Tzarich Lahamtin. Rabbi Kiva holds it's not necessary to wait until it becomes clear. And even though we have seen previously if there's a lot of dirt in the water, it's a chatzitza. That's only if the dirt is there naturally. But if the dirt had fallen in from somewhere else, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not necessary to wait until it becomes clear. You can take water from it, even though there's dirt in the water. The flask that holds the Mayim Mekudashim, the spring water mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, and a tiny amount of foreign water fell into the flask. Abeliezer said, when you sprinkle on the Tmei Mason, you sprinkle on each one two times. Even though normally it's efficient to sprinkle on the Tmei Mason one time, and that's enough to be Matarhim. But in this case, since a tiny amount of foreign water fell into the flat, you should sprinkle on him twice. And maybe the first time you sprinkled on him from the foreign water. So therefore, you sprinkle on him a second time, and for sure by the second time you have sprinkled on him from the water that was mixed with the ashes, since only a tiny amount of foreign water fell into the flat. The Chachamim Paislim and the Chachamim Pasul, the Chachamim disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. They hold that in this case the foreign water fell into the flat, even though only a small amount fell in, all the water is puzzled. As the Chachamim hold Yesh Bila, and when two liquids mix together, they are evenly distributed. And they also hold Yesh Shir Lahazaya, there's a certain amount you have to sprinkle on the Tmei made from the water mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma. And they also hold that two hazoyas cannot be mitzdarf. You can't combine two hazoyas in order to get the shear that you need to sprinkle on the person who is tummy mate. Therefore, since the Chacham hold that the foreign water that fell in is evenly distributed, when you sprinkle on the person, you're sprinkling on him also a little bit of the foreign water that fell in. And since they hold yesh shear lahazoyah, you have to sprinkle on him a certain amount, so you don't have a shear in this case, since you also sprinkled on him from the foreign water that fell in. And it wouldn't help to sprinkle on the person a second time, as a Chacham holds that two hazayas cannot be mistarved. You can't be mistarved two hazayas to make up the shear. So therefore, by sprinkling on him a second time would not make up for the fact that the first time you sprinkled on him, you did not have the shear. So therefore, according to the Chacham, even if only a tiny amount a foreign water fell into the flat of the Mayim Mekudashim, all the water is pasul. Yarav v'toicha tal. Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, anichena b'chama v'hatal oila. The Chacham pasul. If a little bit of dew fell into the Mayim Mekudashim, fell into the spring water mixed with the ash of the paradum, Rabbi Eliezer said, you should put the flask out into the sun, and the dew will evaporate into the sun. As dew evaporates into the sun, even when it's mixed with water, according to Rabbi Eliezer. While the Chacham pasul, as the Chacham hold, that when dew mixes with water, it does not evaporate into the sun, so therefore, according to the Chacham, when dew falls into the flask of Mayim Mekudashim, all the water is pasul. If liquid or fruit juice would fall into the Mayim Mekudashim is possible, you have to spill it out. And after you spill it out, you have to dry it. And you want to make sure there are no traces of the Mashkin or my pears left in the kli for when you pour in more Mayim Mekudashim into the kli. If yoke, kumas, or kankantum would fall into the Mayim Mekudashim, these are different types of ink. Or anything else that leaves a mark, fell into the Mayim Mekudashim. The Mayim Mekudashim is pasul, and you have to spill it out. But you don't have to dry it out afterward. And if there would be a trace left of the yoke, kumas, or kankantum in the kli, it would be readily visible. And since we don't see any trace of the yoke, kumas, or kankantum after we spill it out, it does not have to be dried. You can right away pour in different Mayim Mekudashim into the